studio with me today is Hiroto Saito, the author of a fascinating new book about sumo wrestling called Yokozuna, published by Newman Press. Hiroto Saito, welcome.
Thank you.
What exactly does the title of your book, Yokozuna, mean?
Well, Yokozuna is the very highest rank in sumo. If you are a Yokozuna, you are a top champion. Sometimes there are no Yokozuna, and at other times there have been three or four at the same time.
Mm.
The name comes from the rope called a tsuna that the Yokozuna wears. The rope can weigh up to 20 kilos, but it's not used during matches. It's only worn before matches during a special ceremony.
I see. Now, I always thought sumo wrestlers had to be Japanese, but that's not true, is it?
That's right. Traditionally, sumo is very much a Japanese sport, and for foreigners, it was very difficult to become a yokozuna. But in 1993, Akebono Taro was the first foreigner to become a yokozuna in 1,500 years.
Mm.
He was the first non-Japanese to reach the highest rank.
So, is that why he's such an important person in sumo?
Yes, because before Akebono, nobody believed that foreigners could become yokozuna.
So, where's he from?
Well, he was born in Hawaii. His real name is Chad Haheo Rowan. He changed his name when he went to Japan.
Now, there seem to be a number of Hawaiians who are good at sumo. Why is that?
Well, some Hawaiians make excellent sumo wrestlers because they're big and heavy. They can put on weight quite easily. Konishiki, for example, was another successful Hawaiian wrestler, though he never became a yokozuna.
Ah.
The two men actually fought each other in March 1991. It was the first sumo match between two non-Japanese wrestlers, and Akebono defeated Konishiki.
Oh, so what was special about Akebono?
Well, he was an unusual success story. As a young man, he enjoyed playing basketball, and he won a basketball scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
He also wanted to study hotel management. But then he became interested in sumo from watching it on TV. A family friend introduced him to Azumazeki Oyakata, who was also from Hawaii.
Mm.
Azumazeki had his own group of sumo wrestlers, which we call a stable.
Mm.
So in 1988, Rowan flew to Japan to join Azumazeki's stable. There he was given his professional name Akebono, which means New Dawn.
And he was extremely successful in his career, wasn't he?
Yes, that's right. His first professional appearance was in March 1988, and during his 13 years of sumo wrestling, he won the Emperor's Cup a total of 11 times.
Wow!
He retired in 2001.
That's fascinating. Thank you very much for giving us an insight into this extraordinary sport.